orchestral manoeuvres in the dark. I believe you had a few manoeuvres in the dark over Christmas.
Excuse me. What?
I'm talking about the power cut.
Oh.
Yeah. Power cut early December, and then last night, there's another. In fact, I'm not sure whether... it is back on. The power is back on at home.
Oh, is it?
Because I just got a notification from the cameras.
Well, the cameras are battery-powered.
Yeah, but it has to be connected to the internet, which requires a router.
All right, yeah.
The router needs main.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
So today, bit of a catch-up on what we've done over Christmas. The places we went to. I went to a few more than you because you were hit, and quite rightly passed it to me, thanks, the viral gastroenteritis.
Yep.
The night before Christmas Eve as well, bless. And whilst I know that, you know, you might be having your lunch right now, and it's perhaps not the correct topic, but honestly, that was horrendous, wasn't it?
Absolutely. That was...
I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but it was both sides.
I was a double barrel shotgun. That's all I'm going to say. Look, and then, when you're talking about places, I can add the hospital to one of them.
Yes, the night before Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's
you have
the
to go up to the hospital on a drip.
Extent of it.
Anti-sickness medication.
Yep.
Painkillers. You had the lot, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Then what happened Christmas Day morning?
You got it. I gave it you.
Yeah. Because it's... It's the engine room, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you've got something going wrong in the engine room, it's not good.
No.
You don't want to eat, you don't want to drink, you feel...
So we've got a really good catch-up for our Christmas food that we ate all over Christmas.
Yeah, nothing.
Absolutely zilch.
Zilch. Having said that, I had a couple of events that I went to.
Mm.
Went up to Kelly and Anna's and had some food up there. I also went on the traditional couple of days after Boxing Day walk.
Yeah.
Around Malham. And the fabulous Lister Arms. We'll be talking about that as well.
Very jealous
you
of that.
You missed out.
I know.
But also, we did this year make it onto one of the most important lists.
We did.
Which was the Georgia Barker mince pie list.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Can I just say...
Mm.
A couple of days after New Year, I got the royal invite to the Barker household for the... now, that basically... And an absolute huge thank you to Lisa and Colin, because I hadn't had a Christmas dinner.
No.
It don't matter so much to you. You're not that bothered.
Yeah.
But it's so traditional, having all these years of having a Christmas dinner. And luckily, full turkey dinner... at Lisa and Collins, and it was off the scale. We'll talk more about that later as well. Right, Mary J. Blige, Family Affair, up next on the Food and Drink Show.
Start to lose your mind. Cop you a drink, go ahead and rock your eyes, 'cause we're celebrating, no more drama. Yeah. and everybody's jumping. Go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping. I told you leave your situations out the door. So grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Festive period for many people.
Yes.
Is the roast dinner.
A lovely roast dinner.
Roast dinner. Now, the classics are obviously turkey, traditional.
Turkey.
Beef, rib of beef has been done.
Yeah.
We this year only went for the ham, didn't we? And I have to say, that ham that I got was particularly special.
It was a good one.
Now, I tried a new method this year.
Right.
So, the gammon, the ham joint, in a pot of water overnight.
Oh.
Supposedly to suck all that brine out, all that saltiness. Ah. So it's not just the salt.
Yes.
That's just in cold water. Because when you lifted the lid, what are you doing with that? It was just a lump of ham in the pan, wasn't it?
I was really confused. It just looked like a lump of meat just sat in some water, which I guess is exactly what I saw.
Are you not cooking this?
What's going on here?
So then the following morning, drain all that water off.
Yeah.
And then re-top it up with fresh water, but then added leeks, carrots, celery, onions into the water and boiled it for 1 hour, 20 minutes. That's kind of like the cooking. And I've got used to using my probe thermometer.
Your temperature probe.
So it's just literally, do a check on Google, what is serving temperature, cooked temperature for ham, if you're
internal
cooking it.
Internal temperature.
Bang, stick the probe in. It was 4 degrees above what it should have been.
Yeah.
So that's done. Took it out of the water, the hot water, because don't want it cooking anymore and drying out. Wrapped it in foil and left it. And left it to rest for the rest of that day.
Right.
Because we weren't having it to the following day, remember?
No.
So then in the morning, unwrapped it, made my rub / coating, which was basically brown sugar, honey, lemon juice, cranberries, tiny little bit of steakhouse seasoning, and some garlic. Yeah?
Oh.
Rubbed that on top, and then that just gets roasted for about 45 minutes on a quite hot oven.
Yeah.
And all that's doing then is caking and crustifying. What a great word.
Crustifying.
To crustify it. And then again, just left to cool down a little bit. But that on those sandwiches with that nice cheese, nice bread was incredible, wasn't it?
Soft baguette.
And the thing is, you came in with a little bit of a sad face. You went, there were no fresh baguettes, Dad.
No.
But I got these, like, part-baked ones.
The ones where you have to put
them in. They're actually okay.
I like them. They're actually better than the ones that you get that are already baked.
I think the same, because they're coming out of the oven, like, hot and
fresh.
Steaming. What are they?
Fresh. Fresh baguette.
So, that was our ham.
Yes.
As in roast dinners, we're going to be talking about that when we come back, because I've had three.
I think I've had two.
And you've had two. We'll talk about those when we come back after E17 and Deep. It's the Breath Mix.
breath mix.
Let our body sing, swing to the soft song. I feel your heat, it's turning me on. I wanna feel you all night long. So come close as you can. I surrender, you're so tender and tan. Like an angel that's fallen from grace. Righteousness just shines from your face. So lay back and close your eyes. Tune to my aura and fantasize.
Yes.
Yeah. As we cuddle, you can fantasize.
You want this, baby.
Deep down,
sweet sugar.
So rest upon my chest.
You want me, baby.
Deep down,
sweet sugar.
So rest upon my chest.
You want me, baby.
Deep down,
sweet sugar.
So rest upon my chest.
You want me, baby.
Deep down,
sweet sugar.
Yeah. What your body wants, so I got this. What you need, indeed, I'm gonna rock this. Dreaming, screaming, tightening holds, tiggling and wiggling and giggling. Like an ocean, then our auras fill with emotions, explosions like dynamite. You got the fuse, I got the light. Together we swing, I hear our soul sing. A symphony, a lover's harmony. Can you hear the harmony? Deep, deep down. So rest upon my chest. Deep, deep down. So rest upon my chest. So rest upon my chest.
FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Ever feel like creating a website is like trying to juggle while riding a unicycle? Well, juggle no more. Introducing 50-to-1 Media. We make the designing of your website as easy as pie. We offer complete web development and implementation. And we'll make sure Google loves your website as much as you do. From domain purchasing to hosting, turning your site into a Ribble Valley rockstar, we've got you covered. So why not drop in for a brew and let's chat about how 50-to-1 Media can turn your web woes into web wows. Visit 50to1media.co.uk, because who needs a unicycle when you have us? That's 50, the number 2 and the number 1.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Looking for a delightful dining experience in the heart of the Ribble Valley? Look no further than Hindalini's restaurant at Gisborne Park Estate. Open every day from 9am till 5pm, Hindalini's serves up mouth-watering dishes made with love and locally sourced ingredients. From English classics like fish and chips to our famous full English breakfast, there's something for everyone. Our vibrant outdoor setting with regular live music, peaceful walks around the estate after lunch, and we are dog friendly and even have water bowls and treats for them. Book your table online today and treat yourself to a culinary adventure at Hindalini's. Visit gisbornparkestate.co.uk for more information.
After an accident, many drivers believe they must use their insurer's chosen repairer, but actually you have the right to choose. James Alp has over 30 manufacturer approvals from Tesla, Land Rover, Jaguar, Audi, BMW, Mercedes and more. They offer free collection and delivery and provide a courtesy vehicle as standard, regardless of your policy. And if your insurer raises your excess for choosing your own repairer, James Alp could help you cover those costs too. Visit jamesalp.co.uk.
So roast dinners.
Yes.
You've actually ended up having more than me.
Have I?
Yeah. But I just want to touch on this first.
Right.
Because of the illness.
Yeah.
How much weight did you lose? Because you checked, didn't you?
I lost just short of 5 kilograms.
In 4 days?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is about 10 pounds.
Wow. So you decided you're going to make up for it.
Yeah, and I've put it all back on. I actually have as well. I am nearly back at what I was before I was ill.
I think I lost 4 kilos over my few days. And that kind of, I got well enough just in time for the traditional Malham walk.
Yeah.
So I think there was Kelly, Anna, Ange, Brian, Arup was there.
Max.
No, Oliver was there.
Oliver.
And so there were 7 of us.
Cool.
And the Listers Arms in Malham, I have to say, is incredible.
Well, you showed me the photo of how they'd been done up, and it looked gorgeous.
You know when you've got like a country pub,
yeah,
and they put that big red ribbon on it, you know, over this full pub, if you will, and down the side. It was absolutely incredible. Now, I had the roast beef dinner, which was incredible, and I mean really, really good. And one of the things that came out of the conversation around the table was, how much is a Sunday roast these days? Is 20 quid... for a Sunday roast, a lot of money.
I think 20 quid for a Sunday roast at somewhere like the Listers is not a lot of money.
No, because our other favourite place for the roast dinner is the Martin Arms.
Yeah.
At Ingleton, which if you haven't tried that, you need to go and try that. That's 22 quid and well worth every penny. But do you know what was really surprising?
Go on.
If you go to one of the more popular chippies, fish and chips is 12 quid now.
It is.
Fish and chips. That you have to take home, put on a plate or eat out of the paper, whichever.
Yeah.
So as a takeaway, fish and chips is 12 quid. So I don't think 20 quid for a roast dinner, too bad.
I think the roast dinner being at that price is fine. I think the price of fish and chips needs to come down a little bit, if you ask me.
Oh, see it as you see it. But I have to say, as good as the Listers was, and I know she's probably listening, and it's nothing to do with the fact that Lisa's listening. The roast dinner at the Barker Castle was insane.
Ooh.
I think there was, so 1, 2, 3, 4, just count them in my head, 5, 6 at least different veg.
Right.
From Brussels in, with bacon.
Well, we don't do that.
To creamy mash, that's roast all right. potatoes, yeah. Turnips, carrots, swede. Mm. Oh, I'm sure there was one other.
Parsnips. Don't mind the parsnip.
Which, and then the most incredible turkey, moist, roasted, loads of flavour.
Yeah.
But the gravy. I mean, you think about the gravy. We pour it on everything.
Yeah.
If the gravy's not right, it ruins the lot. That's one of the best
gravies.
It's
the glue that holds a dish together.
That is one of the best gravies I've ever had.
Interesting.
So my award for this year's seasonal roast dinner goes to Lisa and Colin Barker.
Well, fair play.
Sorry, Lister's Arms. Sorry.
So caught up in your ways, you For local radio, it has to be Ribble FM. La la la.
Stupid love there, and I've got a bit of an announcement. There is an anniversary we need to celebrate.
An anniversary?
Yeah. A 7 years in business.
Oh!
Oh. Do you know who I'm on about?
Yes, no. Yep. I saw it earlier.
It's Deli to Go.
Yes, our favourite butty shop.
Yeah.
In the whole of the Ribble Valley. Deli to Go, 7 years, that's flown by.
Oh, absolutely, that's crazy.
That has absolutely flown
by. I think if you'd have asked me how long they've been there, I'd say, it's been 2-3 years.
Yeah, I would have been the same. Hey, listen, congrats to Tony and Beth,
100%.
Stafford, etc., on a great little shop.
Yeah.
It really is a top little shopping town.
Oh, it's amazing.
And I know people sort of, when you go down to Deli to Go with the thought in mind of getting a sandwich, you're always checking to see if there's a space. But what I find people do is you try a bit harder. It doesn't matter if it's 100 yards up the road. No.
And in fact, speaking of turkey dinners and stuff, their Christmas dinner sandwich.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes.
That was good.
I remember when I went in, I said, yeah, can I have the turkey dinner sandwich, please? Yeah, of course you can, Lee. What do you want it on? Balm,
Batten,
or Yorkshire pudding? Oh, do you know what? I can mull over them right now.
I know.
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
1, 2, 3, 4. MC Hub is the ultimate place for bikers. Why? Because they offer the best prices, huge choice of stock from all the well-known brands, and most importantly, epic customer service. Browse two floors crammed with anything and everything you may be looking for. Main dealer for RST and an RI service centre. So, come and have a brew, a chat, try stuff on, go home happy. Yeah, it's that easy. Visit MC Hub, just off the M65 at Junction 4, Darwin Services. Signposted all the way, or simply Google MC Hub Darwin.
Do you live in the Ribble Valley? Are you looking for the longest established school uniform supplier in the area? Then visit Ribble Valley Supplies, just off Wellgate near Swales' Cafe. They make it easy for you to find what you need. A stock is arranged in school and size order. Everything is embroidered in-house, meaning they can provide a swift professional service and have experienced staff on hand to help when needed. Ribble Valley Supplies, the easy choice for all things school uniform.
Looking for top talent or your next big opportunity? Meet Rapid Recruit, your local recruitment experts. From forklift drivers and HGV technicians, admin staff and warehouse heroes, you name it, we find it, we deliver it. Employers want skilled compliant staff at short notice? Job seekers want a career that fits your life with full training before you start? Then call 01282 459 669 now. Or visit rapid-recruit.com and register today.
There's a place at the foot of Pendle Hill where time just slows down. Welcome to the Barley Mow in Barley, a proper country pub filled with crackling log fires, cosy corners, and that warm, familiar feeling the moment you step inside. Settle in for a hearty pub foodie favourite, a perfectly poured pint, and the friendliest welcome in the village. And if you can't bear to leave, stay over in one of our premium ensuite rooms. This weekend, make it the Barley Mow. Comfort, charm, and a seat waiting just for you.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home, or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant. Maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin. We're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
You thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, a know-it-all. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. So you got a car. That don't impress me much.
Else that may not impress you much.
What?
As of Monday, there was a new government-backed food and drink ban on advertising. It came into effect on Monday, and basically, there's a category called HFSS, which are high in saturated fat, salt, and sugar. There is now a blanket ban for the less healthy foods and drinks between 5:30 a.m. and 9 p.m. at night. Interesting.
Really?
Yeah. To try and help reduce the amount of exposure that younger people are getting and obviously enticed into buying those kind of foods.
All they have to do is walk down the aisle in a supermarket and they'll see it and go, yeah, give me one.
Things like ice creams, burgers, pizzas, soft drinks, sweets, ice cream falls into, which I didn't think it would, and some porridges and sandwiches and sweetened bread stuff as well. However, plain porridge oats is not under the ban. Only the porridges that have got things added like syrups.
Like the golden syrup sachet porridges, correct, that we used to get.
Yeah, no advertise. I can't remember last time they were advertised though, can you?
No.
In all honesty.
True.
But that came into effect on Monday. So now you will see less and less unhealthy food advertised on
if
TV.
If they're doing that, can they bring the price down of the healthy stuff?
Hey, that'd be handy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Got so used to you letting me down. No use trying to send flowers now. Your Valley Connection.
Ribble FM.
To go, Mugenstein.
Already?
I know, done and dusted. Now, I have a question.
Right.
Obviously, the festive period, and this being the first show after the festive period.
Yes.
You being the snack master, you found some crackers this year.
I did.
I want you to have a think, because I know what mine is. I've had a chance to think about it.
Yeah.
Your favourite snack of this year, because we are cutting back on snacks now, aren't we?
I know.
Eradicated.
I've emptied the drawer. Eradicated. I've emptied the cupboard. There's no more snacks.
But I will say, my favourite snack of the Christmas season were those maple-coated peanuts.
That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Yours too.
That was my favourite.
They were absolutely delicious. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on the First Food Drink Show.
Thank you.
2026. We'll see you next week, and hopefully Big Phil will be better. Ta-ra.
Bye.
For the wings of a dove.